you would, please. Open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Those of you that are new to us here, we've actually been doing two services because of the restrictions and so forth that we have to be able to handle all of the folks that are here. And we do have folks that are in overflow. I welcome all of those in overflow today. Give them a great hand. Praise God. We're so glad you're with us. And the services are a little bit shorter. We've got children and so forth in the services, but we are quickly returning. We're quickly returning. And so I've been under an assignment from the Spirit of God concerning where we are right now. So let's dive into it. First of all, we have been under an attack since March, an attack. And so the plan of the devil with COVID-19 has been ultimately to shut the church down, to stop the assembling of the body of Christ. And Terry and I were out the other day, we were shopping, getting ready for this meeting, and I was just taking note of all of the churches that still had signs outside. You can watch us virtually. You can see this virtually. And it's the devil trying to stop the body of Christ coming together in power and in might. And I'm so grateful for the state of Texas that has first of all called the church essential. It's essential. And so we are able to gather today because of that. And we're able to gather at the convention because not only the Lord wants that meeting to happen, but I'm so grateful for the city of Fort Worth for being able to let us do that, as well as the governor of the state of Texas. We appreciate them so much giving us permission to have this meeting. But what the Lord has been talking to me about is, and one of the things that I've been taking note of, there's so much confusion that's gone on about this, and people are talking about this is going to be lasting through the end of the year. It's just going to go on and on. And the Lord mentioned to me and ministered to me a few weeks ago. He said, exercise your dominion and authority over COVID-19. Maintain your stand of faith. Don't give up. We must keep the spiritual pressure on it until it is over. And really, you can apply what I'm saying to you to anything that you might be going through in the exercising of your faith and taking authority over the curse of the law. We must keep spiritual pressure on it until it is over. We cannot let the pressure get to us. Don't get frustrated. Don't get aggravated. Don't get put out because you have to wear a mask. A mask is not going to stop us from doing the will of God and fulfilling what He has for us to do. We are the church. We are the ecclesia. We are the assembled body of believers. We are the governing body that dominates the world system. We are the spiritual legislative body. I'm smiling because I'm looking at Pastor John, who taught me these things. This was very good a few weeks ago. We enforce the kingdom of heaven above all other systems. And the church's jurisdiction over the earth is much greater than we realize. It's much greater than we think. And the spiritual authority that you have, that we have, is something that we need to learn about and we need to grow in, because that's what God had delegated a power to the church to be able to do that. So look at Genesis chapter 1. We're going to go back over a few things that we've talked about, but you'll see where we end up on this today. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And He said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So let's take a look at this and see what He's saying to us. First of all, in verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Say dominion. The word dominion in the Hebrew, it means to tread down, to put in subjection over, to prevail against, and to rule and to reign. Means to tread down, put in subjection over. We are not to be in subjection to the curse of the law. We are not to be in subjection to the economic conditions, whatever direction they're going. No, we operate under another system. We operate under the kingdom of heaven system on the earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we prevail against things. We prevail against financial attacks. We prevail against physical attacks. We prevail against fear. We prevail against everything that the devil is trying to throw at us. And it means to rule and to reign. We rule over COVID-19. We rule over it. We reign over it. Amen. We see in verse 26, it also says in the Amplified Translation, let them have complete authority over the earth. Complete. Complete authority. And let me read to you a couple of scriptures that go along with that. You can write these down. Psalm 115, verse 16, in the Amplified Translation, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the children of men. That's us. That's us. He's given us this place. In Psalm 8:6 in the Amplified Translation, you made Him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under His feet. He's speaking about humans. He's speaking about mankind here. He says, you've made Him to have dominion. Say, I have dominion. I have complete authority. And it says, you put all things under His feet. In verse 6 in the CEV translation, you let us rule everything your hands have made. And you put all of it under our power. Now, looking at the Amplified Translation in verse 28, God bless them. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper. We're empowered to prosper, spirit, soul, body, financially, physically, in every way. We are empowered to prosper through the blessing of the Lord. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
And that means so much. I mean, that's all part of the covenant that we have with God. That's the empowerment that He's given to us. God blessed them. And He said to them, be fruitful. I'm saying to you right now, by the word of the Lord, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Then He said, multiply. When you look up the word multiply, it is also translated increase. The Lord is increasing us more and more, we and our children. Praise God for the 115th Psalm. So multiply. Replenish the earth or fill the earth back up if it needs to be replenished and subdue it. Now, I like what the Amplified Bible says about subdue it. In parentheses, it says using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Say vast resources. There are vast resources that are available to you and to me. There is something called wealth transfer. Supernatural wealth transfer. There's something called supernatural provision that is available to us. Supernatural provision comes to us from above. It's something that comes down from heaven that when it looks like there's not enough, there's more than enough. There's more than enough to do what needs to be done. This ministry is expanding. It is enlarging. There's so many things that are taking place. If you think Kenneth and Gloria are retiring, you think again. They're stronger than ever before. You'll see it. You'll see Brother Copeland in his decade of the 80s, preaching from this new anointing that's on him. Hallelujah. In a few years, I'll be 70. Wow. I'm looking forward to that decade of the anointing. Well, it says you need to subdue it using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish, the birds, over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And when you look at the word subdue, many years ago, I heard somebody preach this and say this. The word subdue means if it gets out of line, put it back. Put it back. If it gets out of line, there's some things that have gotten out of line, and we are in the process of putting them back in line again. The doors of the church are opening wide open, and you'll see the time very soon where we're all sitting right next to each other. Amen. Say, I am redeemed from COVID-19. I take my dominion. I take my authority. So to subdue means to keep it under subjection. Again, we are the governing body on this earth. We call the shots. We call the shots. We're not getting run over. We're not being pushed over. We're not being defeated. We are overcomers, and we operate from a place of bulldog faith. Give me a bulldog faith sound out there. Thank you very much. All right, Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, and starting in verse 4, there are the generations of the heavens of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. So you see here, there was not a man to till the ground, or there was not a man to bless what God made. So he's saying here, the Lord God in verse 7 formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And as you've heard Brother Copeland speak this before, he just didn't pick up the man and blow into his nose. No. What did he do? He talked to him. He spoke to him. What did he say? Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Man, you have my authority. You have my authority. So that's what he said. And the sages, the Hebrew sages, said that Adam became another speaking spirit like God. We've been created in the image of God. And we've been created to speak and declare and call things that be not as though they were. We have a God capacity on the inside to speak His word in faith with power and see things change. See things turn around. Say this after me. COVID-19, you are under our feet. And we take our stand. Keep our heel on your neck. Until you are totally gone. You're dying right now. In Jesus' name. So, and then in verse 15, it says, and the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden. Of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. To dress it and to keep it. God took the man with this delegated authority, put him in the garden to dress and to keep. The word dress means to oversee it, to work it, to till it, to cultivate it, to develop it. That's what God has put us on the earth to do, to cultivate the Garden of Eden. Everywhere we go, you can change your entire neighborhood because of the Garden of Eden effect that's working on the inside of you. That effect, the tilling of that garden, the cultivating of the garden, the developing of the garden. And then it says to keep it. And that word keep there means to guard it. To guard it, protect it, and build a hedge of protection around it. God delegated complete authority of the garden over to Adam. He gave it all to Adam. And then we get to Genesis chapter 3. And in Genesis chapter 3, you know the story. The serpent went into the garden, deceived. And then they found themselves in verse 7, the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked. And so Adam, what he did was he abdicated the authority that God gave to him. Now, sometimes what I do is I will rewrite scripture. Not to rewrite the Bible, but to really take it from a different standpoint. A kind of a what if, a lessons learned. If we could do this one again. And I'm so glad that we had a redo, that Jesus came and redeemed us from the curse and delegated authority to us. Really, if I had time, and I was meditating on this yesterday, this is a template of the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every step of it is a picture for us to follow. So let's just say for a moment, let's just start fresh in chapter 3. And if you would bear with me for the Pastor George Revised Translation of chapter 3, let me read to you. The snake was more cunning than any beast of the field. He spoke to the woman. Didn't I hear you say that you weren't allowed to eat the fruit of the trees in the garden? The woman answered the snake, "We can eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. The only one we can't eat from is the tree in the middle of the garden. God told us that if we were to touch it or eat it, we would die." The snake said to the woman, "You won't die. God knows that the day you eat, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she thought about eating its fruit. At that moment, her husband, Adam, walked into the house. He looked around. He looked at the snake, looked at his wife, looked at the tree, folded his arms, and took a stand like this. He said, "What is going on here? What is that snake doing in our house? What did he say to you?" His wife said, "Well, he said that if I ate from the good and evil knowledge tree, I wouldn't die." "Eve, that is a lie out of the pit of hell. The word of God says in Genesis 2, 16 and 17. That we could eat the fruit from every tree. The only one we couldn't touch was the good and evil knowledge tree. His word clearly says if we ate it, we would die. That tree is our tithe. We don't eat the tithe in our household." Oh, Adam. Adam, thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that scripture. Thank God you're a man of God who stands on the authority of God's word. Then Adam turned around and he looked. Uh-oh. And the snake had already begun to backslither out the door. (Clears throat) snake. Stop. I've got something to say to you. I am a speaking spirit just like God. I say what God says. And what God and I say goes around this house. According to the word of God. And I don't know, maybe he took him by the neck. Like this. like that. And I don't know, he may have said, according to the word of God in Genesis 2:15, God gave me this garden to cultivate it and protect it. I draw a bloodline around this garden. According to the word of God in Genesis 1:26, I take my complete authority and dominion over you. And I command you to leave my property and my family right now, and I cast you out. And he said, which is the title of the message, get out of my garden. Get out of my garden. Get out of my garden and don't ever come back. Say, get out of my garden. And don't ever come back. At the sound of those words, the serpent broke out into a snake run, saying to himself, I am never going back there again. He knows his dominion and authority and who he is in Christ, and I don't want any more of that. With the serpent gone and the tree intact, Adam and Eve went on one of their pleasant walks with God in the cool of the day. And together they walked and they talked about all the great things that God has done and all that he is going to do. That is the Pastor George revised translation of Genesis 3. God's given us authority. He's given us dominion. And that phrase ringing down on the inside of me, and musicians, come on up here. That phrase, get out of my garden. Get out of my garden. Get out of my garden. Get out of my body. Get out of my finances. Get out of my business. Get out of my children. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. That's the kind of dominion and authority that you and I have together over the devil. And this one last scripture that I want to read to you, and then we'll make a declaration of faith. All of this is a prototype to what Jesus did, except this time it's holding. And there is a body of believers out there who are taking their dominion. They're not allowing COVID-19 to run over them. They're not allowing it. They're not allowing it to take over their business and destroy their lives. This is a time where we fight the good fight of faith. We take our stand on the word of God, and we do not throw in the towel. We do not give up, and we do not quit. And what Jesus did was, after Adam abdicated his authority, God got it back. He got it back. When Jesus went into the pit of hell, he disarmed and destroyed all the cohorts of Satan himself. And he was raised up from the dead. And you and I were raised up with him. And we are now seated, seated, seated with him above the powers and the principalities and the rulers of the darkness. And you and I have been given every weapon that we need to be able to do that. We have the name of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the spoken word of the Lord God himself that will destroy the works of the devil. In Matthew 28, Jesus came to the disciples in verse 18. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And it says in the Amplified Translation, all authority and all power of rule in heaven and in earth has been given to me. So go you. You go with it. Teach the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And teach them to observe the things that I have commanded you. And I am with you always. I am with you always until the end of the world. Stand up right now. Stand up right now. It's time. It's time for you to take your dominion or authority, whether it's over COVID-19 or anything else that is going on in your life that is of the curse. It is time to take our dominion. I want you to put your hand over your heart right now. And I want you to say this after me. I address my enemy. In the name of Jesus, I command you, get out of my garden. I take authority over COVID-19. COVID-19, get out of my garden. I take authority over my body. Sickness and disease, get out of my garden. Authority over my finances, lack and poverty, get out of my garden. I take authority over the care of the future, fear and worry, get out of my garden. I exercise my dominion, my authority.